This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We are very lucky to have the Executive Officer of Sunbury Aboriginal Corporation, Raquel Birch. Welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you with us, Raquel.
Hey, you'd have to be hiding under a rock to not realise Midsummer is happening at the moment. And this year, like they've done in other years, they've included regional activations. And you're here to tell us about something very special that you've created in partnership with Sunbury Cobourg Community Health.
That's right.
What is it?
Next weekend, we will be holding the Sounds Gay I'm In picnic event. It's kind of based on one of my favourite events from Midsummer, which has always been sort of carnival picnic day. So
in the heart of Sunbury.
We're on the main street of Sunbury, so we'll be taking over.
You go, Paul.
Yeah, what can people expect, Raquel? What will they get when they get there? What activations and things have you got planned?
So we've got our MC for the event is Too Juicy. who is a plus-size queer person. Mm-hmm.
Glorious.
We have a local singer, Michelle Parsons, who, like, for older listeners, they would remember Michelle from the Rochi days, and she's still playing about, I think she's actually playing tomorrow at Pride.
Wow.
And we have a queer comedian, Sananda, who she won an award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in 2022 for her show Sananda Loves Britney.
Oh, which is a show I've seen, and here's a little fun fact. I've actually hosted a radio show with Sananda.
Amazing.
Sananda. Yeah, Sananda. Yeah, Annie Louie was sick, and I said, hey, can I have Sananda? Sananda's unreal, hilarious, and really clever. Well, that's a good lineup.
Yeah.
Is there food and drinks?
We have some food options on site. We're encouraging people to bring a picnic if mm-hmm. they'd like to do that. There'll be a coffee van.
Yep.
We also got some activities, free activities. There's we're going to have jewellery making, such as earrings and key rings. We've got friendship bracelet making, a face painter, a chill out space. And we're also lucky enough to have a podcast that's going to be recorded on the day from Castlemaine Radio. We've got the Pride Across the Ages are doing a podcast for us.
Fantastic.
That's cool. Another fun fact, I've actually hung out with the team at Castlemaine Radio. They have a queer show once a week, yes. I think on Tuesdays off the top of my head. So that's really cool.
Now, Raquel, I've got to ask, what does it mean to take Midsummer into the regions and to hold this event for you? What about it do you like personally?
Well, I think that in the regions, there's a lot of people living out there who are probably pretty isolated mm-hmm. and not being able to attend events unless they travel in towards Melbourne. And sometimes that's not possible. And there's people who don't know anyone else to go with. So just having that presence and a local event. So Sunbury is technically not regional, but we're right on the cusp. So we're looking to get people from Castlemaine, from Kyneton, from Woodend, from Gisborne.
Macedon Ranges area.
Yeah.
Well, it's your neck of the woods, isn't it?
It's a 20-minute drive down the road from where I live in Macedon Ranges. And, you know, Sunbury Cobourg Community Health, I do want to do a big shout-out to Belinda and the team there, because for regional areas, they do their country LGBTI plus inclusion program. They do discos for little rainbow kids. They do beautiful things. And I've always... I'm going to be controversial and I'll offend everyone. I would have said, you know, Kyneton compared to Sunbury, Kyneton is more queer inclusive than Sunbury. And so, right or wrong, has there been thoughts around safety, security and you know, the dark side of what if something happens?
There definitely has. We have engaged some security officers Good. To be there. We're right next door to the police station.
That was clever. So, where do you want to host it?
Next door
to the cops.
Good planning.
Very good planning.
And the police are aware.
Good.
So, and they're very supportive of it too. So,
well, I guess I want to say congrats for the courage to actually run an event in Sunbury. To let, you know, if I was a queer adolescent walking down the street to see something happening in my town, open, public, and basically represent, isn't it?
And that's what we want. We want younger people or even older people to see visibility and to feel welcomed and safe and supported and loved in our community.
Yeah, and another thing I ponder. Has the LGBTIQA plus inclusion always been part of the strategy or on the agenda for your Aboriginal corporation?
So it's something we've always done. We've had board members who have been from the community. I myself identify as pansexual.
Yep.
So it's something that's important to me. And to be able to share information, promote inclusion, as well as a lot of the work we've done personally with Sunbury and Cobourg Community Health and their amazing team, Bea and Rani.
Yeah, they are. Wow.
It is such a great opportunity for someone, like you say, in that area. If they want to go down, be part of their own community, see, you can't see it, you can't be it. And I think, like Ando says, for young people particularly, it's nice. But for any age, get down there with a picnic rug and a picnic next Saturday. Just give us the times and the locations again, Raquel.
So it will be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's at the Old Sunbury Courthouse, 43 Macedon Street, Sunbury. And there's also another event following it that's being hosted by Hume Council, which is the Pride Pool Party at the Sunbury Leisure Centre, and that starts at 6 p.m. and it's a free event for families.
An after party. In the pool.
God, let the weather gods be with you on that day. It is incredible. It's free. It's inclusive for all ages. That it's Saturday, the 10th of February. Raquel, thank you for popping in and talking to us this morning.
And you got a t-shirt there.
So we've got some merch. So the first 50 people to register and let us know that they're coming, we've got some t-shirts, free t-shirts with I'm In logo on them.
Nice. With some beautiful Aboriginal art, is it?
It is. We had a logo competition and we
love it.
We received a beautiful entry from a First Nations local person named G. And that's been printed on our t-shirts.
They look beautiful.
Where do people head to register to win?
So I can provide the link to you, but it's on surveymonkey.com/r/SAC Midsummer.
Midsummer. Or is it in the Midsummer Guide as well?
It should be in the Midsummer Guide or on our Facebook.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great event next week. Take care, Raquel.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.